What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
I'm sure you've heard various versions of this, let's call it ad-apocalypse 2.0 message, which is that cookies are disappearing and the Facebook pixel is going away and Facebook ads won't work. And so in this episode, I'm going to kind of debunk this rumor going around because I have clients ask me, I have people who join my Facebook ads course who purchase it, ask me the same thing, and I need to explain to you what is happening. As far as my current understanding, on March 19th, when I'm recording this video in 2024. And before we get into that part of the episode, hi, I am Quajo, the host of The Art of Online Business. I am a Facebook ads manager, and I am a consultant and coach for high-earning course creators. If my voice is new to you, well, that's because I'm the new host of this podcast. And if you're wondering, where did Rick go? There's two links for you in the descriptions below. One of those links, Rick tells you where he's gone to. It's an AI project and it's pretty cool. And in the other link, he's interviewing me and shares with you why he chose me to be the new host. But this podcast will remain largely the same, as in it will still deliver value, tips and tricks and strategies for online course creators and online membership owners who want to scale up their businesses from low six figures to high six figures. Now, let's talk about this pixel thing and disappearing cookies and what that even means. And will Facebook ads be effective? First, we need some context. Facebook, so far, to my understanding, is not going anywhere. And remember, this is not the first time that Facebook has had to surmount a challenge. Whether this is a real challenge or not, I'll let you know in a moment. But you can probably remember way back to when iOS 14.5 came out. Or more importantly, back in 2021, I believe, when that came out, Apple started allowing people to opt out of tracking. And they were sent some scary messages, like when they clicked on a Facebook ad link or any link that took them, you know, away from where they needed to be. And they were warned that, you know, your data is being tracked by this website. Do you want this website to track your data? And people are like, oh my gosh, of course, no, right? And it was like the end of the world for Facebook. And then Facebook came out with Facebook Standard Events, and they came out with the conversions API. And lo and behold, now, like three-ish years later, Facebook ads work just fine. And we're able to, as ads managers, to see just as much data and use just as much targeting as we were in an accurate way before all that. So fast forward to now, and I'm sure you've had somebody tell you, if you're thinking about Facebook ads, that, hey, the pixel's going away. The pixel's not going away. Okay, what's actually happening is Google Chrome has said that they will remove all cookie tracking. And in super layman's terms, a cookie is just like a little piece of information that a website stores on your computer after you visit the website. It's like leaving behind a trail of breadcrumbs across the internet. But what happens is these cookies remember little things like your login details and your website preferences and things that you browse on the internet, like maybe items that you've added to your Amazon shopping cart. And so then when you go back to Amazon.com, those books that you told yourself you're going to buy or those toys for your kids are still there. And that's basically a cookie, right? It's a bit of info about you. Well, Google Chrome is going to get rid of those cookies. And so people say, well, doesn't that affect Facebook ad tracking? And isn't this affecting the pixel? Well, In addition to cookies, from my understanding, again, this is super simple information being delivered to you, but Google is getting rid of third-party tracking too. However, this doesn't affect Facebook ads and Pixel or the Meta Pixel or the Meta dataset, whatever the name is currently going by. And I'll tell you why right now. If you're only listening to this, now would be a good time to go to the show notes below and click through and subscribe to the YouTube channel and pick up watching the episode on YouTube, because visually I will show you how to make sure that your Pixel, that your Facebook ads still work whenever Google Chrome, because a lot of people use Google Chrome, removes third-party tracking. So you type in business.facebook.com, as you can see up here, and you should be greeted with a screen similar to this. But you want to, either via the hamburger menu or right here, click on the left-hand side, Events Manager. And once you go to Events Manager, you will see four icons on the left-hand side, right? And the second icon from the top is a triangle with three points on it. Click that triangle, and then you can go to this screen that's called Data Sources. And there's a bunch of info on here, but what you're looking at is in the center, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tabs: Overview, Test Events, Diagnostics, History, and Settings. When you click on Settings, so under the Settings tab, you will see down here, should be close to the first screen, Website Settings, Cookie Usage. Now I've scrolled so that Website Settings and Cookie Usage is up there, and you want to make sure that first party cookies are on. Now this is on by default, but for some reason your account might have had this turned off. So make sure it's on, and then while you're at it, make sure, well, this is extra, but extra bonus, make sure that your automatic website matching is turned on, okay? And that is all you have to do. If you have this turned on, then that means that your Pixel is considered a first-party cookie, and Google Chrome is not getting rid of first-party cookies or tracking, right? And so if you want your Facebook ads to still work regardless of, or is it irregardless? Let's go with regardless of what Google Chrome does, or another browser at this point in time, you know, removing third-party tracking, then make sure that first-party cookies are turned on. And that, my friend, is the end of this episode. So thank you for listening. Until the next time that you hear from me or see me, be blessed. Bye.